You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom arrives in the house of his Sadiq uncle. So we have the story of the shepherd that he notices that these shepherds are sitting around and they're waiting. What was the problem? That is, well, they're not able to move this stone that is covering the well. And we see he, on his own, moves the rock, and then they will be able to use the well. So now, one thing we learn from here, what do you learn?
That one man can be the rock that the 20 people need.
Right, but Yaakov Avinu, what's your expression from Yaakov Avinu? No, no, what do you think of Yaakov Avinu? Like when you see that he's what?
Yibur.
He's very, very, very strong man, right?
Yes. He doesn't look like that because in front of Esav, he was scared.
Right, but now at this point, that if he's able to move a rock that it takes maybe 10, 15, 20 people, that's what they're waiting for. To move it, if he does it on his own, as Rashi HaKadosh explains, that he was able to uproot it just like a cork from the bottle of the wine. You know how to do that? No? No, the cork, you know?
Yeah.
Is it hard? Is it easy?
Easy?
It's easy. The champagne cork is a little hard.
It's easy.
It's easier, and it opens up by itself. Yeah. So then the question would be, when Eliphaz came to Yaakov Avinu, so what was the story about Eliphaz, the son of Esav, and Yaakov Avinu?
Said, my father sent me to kill
you. Okay.
And he says, no,
so I made a deal with him. No, he explained to him, no, you know, you can use a different patent, yeah, because it's right, that if somebody, God forbid, not for anyone.
Amen.
The bank account is a little bit dry and the checks are flying. So then I would consider as you did not keep him alive anymore.
So he was not as strong as his son.
So now that's what the whole point here is. That the question here is, if Yaakov Shalom could give him a nice punch to Eliphaz and throw him away.
Yeah.
He was able to do that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah? Acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah? If he's able to move the rock, can he just take care of Eliphaz or not?
Yes.
Yes?
I don't think so.
Why?
We know that Yaakov, he was studying. He wasn't a man of
his. See, you're not listening.
He wasn't that strong. Physically, he wasn't.
I gave you a half an hour introduction.
It doesn't seem like he's strong. Why would he be strong?
How did he move the rock?
Many people do many amazing things in the Torah. Doesn't mean you have to have physical strength.
Yeah?
He's right.
No. If you have a point that maybe it was a miracle, you mean?
Yeah, not a miracle.
Maybe he used some energy or something that he...
No. There was no miracle. There was no holy names. Nothing.
His own strength.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what it is. Because the Torah says, when he got the Ta'aven, that means he moved it. Good? Yes?
Okay.
Continue?
Yes.
All right. So now, if he was able to move the rock, so how did he bent to Eliphaz? I come, you didn't give him a nice punch, and then said, no, go home, you know.
Because Eliphaz was his student, and he does.
Fine, which is better, to go empty handed. You see, when he meets with Rachel Imenu and start crying, why was he crying?
Because they have nothing to give us.
He had no money. As you know what Eliphaz means? Eliphaz means Eli, that means my God. Paz means gold. That's what his name was. That's the name was given to him. Eli, Paz.
He accepted on himself. Hashem sent it to him, so he didn't go against.
So he said it's from Hashem, Gamze Letovah. So it's okay. It's a very beautiful point. But if Hashem sent Eliphaz, what was the intention of the Eliphaz?
To keep healing.
So he said, it's from Hashem.
So let him.
No, now you're going to get. No. Just stick with you what you said. I accept it. It's a great, great insight. So if he's accepting the verdict of Ribono Shel Olam that Hashem sent Eliphaz, that Chas v'Shalom, to harm him, so he said, oh, it's from Hashem. Yes?
Yeah.
No. So we see Yaakov Avinu is teaching us, no, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. You cannot walk in the middle of the street and say, no, Hashem put in my mind to walk in the middle of the street. So the comes, then the comes, say, oh, Gamza Letova.
It's not the same. It's the Eliphaz.
Same thing. Yeah. Yes, of course. That's the obligation that you have. And not only that, the Gemara says, you're not permitted to rely on the miracle. If you rely on the miracle, they're going to delete, Chas v'Shalom, all your merits, all your zechuyot. Ein somchim al hanes. You cannot rely on the miracle. So now, back to our subject. So now why Yaakov Avraham Shalom did not defend himself?
Why?
He did what? Because he didn't give him a nice punch.
Yeah.
So like, let's see. If let's say the same way that he moved the rock, that is mighty, right? So now he would use his strength to give a nice punch to Eliphaz, and then Eliphaz would be knocked out, or maybe Ruach Hashem to him be gained up, and then he would go to House of Laban. So what happened in House of Laban? Why?
Esav is going to come and
take your man. No, Esav is waiting. No, Esav is not going anywhere. Forget about Esav. Talking about Yaakov. So now, Yaakov goes to the house of Laban.
He doesn't have to walk. He does just marry the woman and that's it. It's finished.
And then they would say, a murderer is coming to your house.
Why? No, how would they know? No, they wouldn't know. But it's not like today that before something happens, the whole world knows. No, nobody would know.
Okay.
What would happen?
There was no internet. Would
what would happen when Yaakov would go to House of Laban?
So much money in Rachel.
Not
in the
world.
He would have to marry
Rachel.
He doesn't have to give him Laban. He paid the money to pay.
No, that would not change. The same scenario would happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So listen carefully. Listen.
Don't go too fast.
Yeah. If Yaakov Avinu Shalom will go to House of Laban with other money that he would take with him, right away Laban would kill him. Laban would kill him. The same way that Laban and Betuader after Eliezer to kill him. So when Yaakov Avinu would go to House of Laban with all his money, they would kill him. So now when Yaakov Avinu Shalom did not use his strength and his power to get rid of Eliphaz, was it good or not?
It was great.
It was great for him. Because this way, when he went to House of Laban empty-handed, first of all, he stayed alive. Second life, he married four wives. And third of all, he came out wealthy. But Eve would say, you're scaring me. I'm going to show you, give him a nice punch. Then, you know, flow away back with the sun. Now here, what is Torah is teaching us?
So he accepted on himself that Hashem said that I should not do anything.
When? At the time of Eliphaz?
No, no, Yaakov Avinu.
That what? Now, but he, what is Torah is teaching us? In one point, he's telling me, he's mighty. The other point, we see he doesn't do nothing to Esav. He could do the same thing to Esav too. Same thing to Eliphaz, but he didn't do. So now, here Torah is teaching us that you have to know the quality, the potential, the strength, the chokhmah, what is the thing you're extra and you're gifted that you're given, it's only is given to you for the sake to help other people. Nothing else. So we see Yaakov Avinu Shalom at the moment that he needs to use his power, he only uses it only to help other people, not to get rid of other people. Even when his life is in danger, he doesn't take any action. But he could simply. But here, Totam Shem teaching us, learn from the Avot HaKadoshim. You have power, you have name, you have fame, you have control. It's not permitted to use as a weapon against other people. It's only given to you, only and only to? To be able to help other people. Well, yeah, well, we have halacha, if it comes, you know, the moments that comes that, God forbid, you're in danger, yeah, you're permitted to. But the point of matter here is, you have to know your voice. You should not scream at other people, you know, to put them down, to embarrass them. Stand here, b'yachkam chazan. Chazak baruch. But you're not given a loud voice to scream at people or to put down people. You're able to run, why? Not to chase after people to harm them. Run to Bet Knesset. Run to Bet Knesset. Every quality that you're given, it's only to benefit other people. And that's what we learn here. He moves the rock like a cork. So get rid of Eliphaz, get rid of Esav. But you see here now, the koach, the strength that is given to you, it's only for the sake that you be able to do something for other people, to help them out. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to use our strength and quality only, leman Hashem, and to help other people.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.